This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yes, indeed, the DJV team is back into your head, into your experience, into your world. The DJV program features me, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. We are here to bring you up to date on everything possible you'd be interested in the world. If we're not talking about it, you have no business being involved and interested in it. How's that for? That's confidence, Jennifer, right?
That's right. Confidence is key. You ready?
Confidence. Yeah, let's go.
Confidence is key.
Yes, it is.
And hard to say sometimes. All right. I have a question. So how many hours a day do you spend in front of a screen? And I'm not talking about a television. I'm talking about television, computer, your cell phone. Think of all the screens in your life, and how much time do you spend with them?
Rhetorical question. You want us all to... All right, so
I want you really to answer.
Day.
I probably
all day
spend...
probably my answer.
What, for you? Yeah. I probably spend 6 hours a day in front of... I have three screens in front of me, and they are...
Well, that's times three, then.
Sure. No. Oh, is it? Okay.
No.
So, a lot more
so
than I wish.
6 hours, you say?
I spend about
okay,
six
and
hours.
Kara, what yep. do you think? How many hours a day are you in front of some kind of screen?
Like 10 to 12. I've got four screens in front of me at least at work. Actually, in front of me right now, I've got five because I've got four computers and a TV. And then
wow.
looking at some when
phone.
I go home. Yeah, and then my phone, and I'll look at that when I go home. So, like, all day, basically.
Well, I didn't know you were counting.
Well,
I don't
think she is. I'm just emphasizing.
I am.
Okay. Oh, yeah,
of
you're
course
fine.
I am.
Yeah.
So more
computer?
For me, then, is probably 7 hours.
All right, so how many studies have we seen? Screen time is bad. It's bad for your brain. It's bad for your health. It's bad for everything. Well, even though those studies exist, Americans are not changing their habits at all. And there's a new study out that says Americans are spending nearly half their waking hours looking at screens
oh my God.
Of some kind. That's
the other
according
day,
to a survey of 2,000 adults. But you just said it. You're spending half your time looking at the screen. Victoria and Kara are pretty much spending their whole time during
yeah.
their waking hours in front of a screen.
I was in the park the other day with Miles. And he and I are playing with whatever we can find to play with. He's very creative, and I'm just walking around. I don't bring my, I don't take my screen, my iPhone with me, or my flip phone when I'm with Miles, when I go into a restaurant, when I'm trying to share time with people. I never bring it into the kids' house. I just don't. I don't see the need for it. There was a father who had a son on the swing. And he was so busy looking at his damn screen that the kid was sitting there saying, Daddy, will you push me? And he was ignoring
wow.
his son, maybe 3 years old. What is the matter with you people that do that? What is so damned important that you have to look at this? You can say, oh, my job or whatever. It's more important than your child? I don't
know. Well, you never know what
my world.
But, yeah, that's true. And you also never know, like, a lot of people work from home. And so when they work from home, they split childcare sometimes. A lot of dads are stay-at-home dads now. So there is a work-child balance. So, yes, the optics of that are terrible. And it looks
yes.
like a neglected child in a swing.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
you know, you also don't know what else is going on. And a lot of people
Jennifer.
Are doing double duty.
Where are we going with this?
Well, let me give you some of the specifics here. So this survey found, and maybe this is just a reminder to be more mindful and see if we can't reverse some of this, at least
yeah.
in our own lives. But the survey found that 42% of the time that Americans are awake, their eyes are fixated on a television, a smartphone, a computer, a tablet, or another device.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Just hold the phone for a second. Are we talking about computers or are we talking about television? Because I
We're talking
might
about
have another hour.
Every screen. Yeah, every
I
screen
might
in your
watch.
Life.
Another
Don't
hour
listen to me at all.
Some TV show.
I know.
Yeah.
Television,
listen to,
what,
listen to the words coming out of her mouth.
I only said it 17 times.
When I think
anyway,
screens,
I
though. I think of
Oh, my God. Thing. It doesn't matter
okay.
what you're saying.
Hey,
it's
oh
a screen with a
oh
video image on it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pay
Keep
attention
going
next time, Dougie. I say
I'm
important
playing
things
live.
Every once in a while.
Yes,
all right. So, supposing that the average American sleeps 8 hours a night. Good luck. which is not usually the case for most of us. But let's say it's a good night, you're sleeping 8 hours. Researchers calculated that people spend about 6 hours and 43 minutes a day staring at a screen. I think that number actually sounds
low. That's
low. And over a typical lifespan, that's 7,956 days that you're wasting looking at a screen, and the problem is only getting worse. Of those surveyed, 79% said their screen time has increased over the past 5 years, with 4 in 10 admitting it's grown a lot. 3 in 4 participants in this survey believe they simply spend too much time in front of screens, and 53% actively try to take breaks from the computer, but they do it by checking their phone. Another 27% admit to watching TV and looking at their phone at the same time. I'm guilty of all these things.
Yep.
And the more you do it, the more addicted you are. I can't tell you how many times. I think we'd all be appalled at the number of times we actually pick up our phone and look at it during the day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's got the secrets to the universe in it. It's really bizarre how you feel, at least I speak for myself, when I don't have my phone or I'm not picking it up, I'm like, what's going on? Am I missing something? What am I not seeing?
You get FOMO.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
The day before yesterday, I was driving. I don't even remember where I was going. And I'm at a stoplight, and I'm looking at my iPhone to see what I was following Waze to get from one place to another. And a black and white pulled up beside me on my left, and there's a black and white behind me.
What does that mean?
Black and white's a
police car.
No. Yeah. So, and I'm thinking, I'm looking over at the guy who's in the car, and I look behind me to see if I can see what the face of the police officer behind me. I didn't, but I certainly put my phone down, even though I needed it to give me the direction. So I'm not sure how to do that, frankly. If I'm using my computer for directions and you're not supposed to use your iPhone in the car, how does that work, Jennifer? I've never really tested it, so I don't really...
Well, you're just not supposed to hold it with your hand. So you can have, you can use Waze in your car. That's legal, but you just have to have it set someplace where you can see it or hear it, because you can't have anything in your hand, is what it is.
You say you got one of those magnetic clips for your dashboard?
Yeah, on the car.
So that's
here,
where your
not
phone...
Not out there. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah, right.
Well, then hook it up to the Bluetooth and just have the voice directions telling you through the speakers.
Right. Yes. Turn left in 100 feet.
Yeah.
Stay to the left on your next trip to the moon.
Mine has a British accent. He sounds like a butler.
Nigel. That's right.
Yes.
We used to, the Rovers, when the kids started calling when they were kids, they were, because we had the Rover. The navigation, by the way, in most cars is nowhere near as good as what you can get on your computer. So anyway, Megan started calling this voice Nigel. I was going to kick out of that. Meanwhile, we've settled that problem. Stop looking at those screens. Listen to the radio and shut the screens off. 14 past the hour on the DJV show.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Shopping like a CEO? My, look at those savings.
Right now at Staples, save like a big cheese, a big shot, a boss.
Because this week, get $25 off when you buy any two HP toners at Staples. Those are boss-size savings.
Start the new year right by stocking up on HP toner and saving big at Staples.
Where there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 1/19/19. Restrictions may apply. See store associate or staples.com/toner savings for details.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Kellitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Kellitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJB code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJB to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Kellitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is, so I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get the all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This portion of the DJV program brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the name to remember. It's available in stores everywhere. So that's good news. 17 after the hour on the DJV program. Some names in the news. Chef Jose Andres is working to help some of the furloughed workers in Washington. He has a nonprofit called the World Central Kitchen. Served millions of meals to needy people after disasters, the wildfires in California, volcano victims in Guatemala, migrants in Tijuana, millions of Puerto Ricans, all of that stuff after Hurricane Maria. So he's now tackling a new kind of crisis, helping the furloughed government workers. So where does this guy get his money? What's his,
it's all charity. It's they raise.
Not all. Yeah, somebody's got to be paying for it. Unless he's just wealthy and got millions of dollars. How did he make his money?
Well, his charity, World Central Kitchen, pretty much every major chef in the country has raised money for that charity.
Okay.
A lot
so
of chefs
raised
are
his
involved.
Money. Yeah, I'm just wondering where how he paid for all this stuff. That was all. His team is opening.
He's put a lot of his. Well, he has put a lot of his own money into building food trucks and. He's a world famous chef. He has made a lot. Oh yeah, he's made a lot of money with his restaurants, especially the one in D.C.
The most famous restaurant, the most famous chef I know is Chef Boyardee.
He loves you, right? And is always in your kitchen, clogging your arteries.
That's it. I don't read the stuff. I just know who he is.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so he's in Puerto Rico now, working there. But they're going to open up a kitchen cafe on Pennsylvania Avenue today. Between the Capitol and the White House, serving a rotating menu of free hot meals between 11 and 6 to the feds with valid ID. Okay, so that makes good sense. He said, we plan to make thousands of daily meals every day. We'll remain open as long as needed. So, good. That's cool. What's wrong with that? Anybody poke somebody would probably take a shot at it, but
I don't know how anyone could though.
Yeah, but
you know there are a lot of you can even take food home for your families too. He's done such great work and with a lot of help. So I think it's good.
All right. Speaking of taking shots, people taking shots at Senator Rand Paul because he's going to Canada to get a hernia operation. When asked why are you going to a country that has socialized medicine? He said because it's the best place to go for a hernia operation. So,
and that is a little bit funny.
Well, for all the people giving him starch about that, I would say this. Isn't it nice to live in a medical system right now in this country where you can make those choices? A lot of people can't make the choices to go other places.
I can't remember go to when Canada with my up, insurance. Is he paying out of pocket?
Yep.
Yeah, he must be.
Yeah. So remember when he got into the fight with his next door neighbor? Was it not last year, the year before? That's what this is related to. Yeah. So he's had problems with his hernia ever since. So this is going to fix it all. But it really is interesting how this news got out and people taking shots at the guy. That's socialized medicine. How dare you? You're a Republican.
I think people are just making fun of him because he called it he said it was slavery, basically. So it's a little funny.
Yeah, but it is very funny.
Well, but he's going to get his hernia fixed. If I had a problem with hernia, maybe he'd go
good for him.
Right. 21 after the hour. Good for us. This is the DJV Show.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
With his same old same face, me and my head high and my tears dry, get on without my guide.
Alright, big news from the world of music. Actually, a list of songs. You know how vinyl music sales have improved, making a big comeback this past year? So there's a report out on how many vinyl albums were sold in our country last year and how many singles were sold. Plastic, vinyls, you put them on a record player. So let's go from number 10 to number 1. First for the albums. In terms of album sales last year, at number 10, Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, sold 59,000 copies. Let's see here. Number 9, Panic at the Disco, Pray for the Wicked was the name of the album. 59-something thousand of those got sold. Number 8, Queen's Greatest Hits, 60,000 of those albums got sold. And this is just albums. This isn't DVDs. This isn't downloads. It's just the albums themselves. I went to see Bohemian Rhapsody. I'm going to talk about that later on. It was a fabulous experience, frankly. Number 7 on the list of the top 10 albums in vinyl last year, Bob Marley and the Wailers, Legend. The best of Bob Marley. So that was
number
7.
That's a great album. I've had that for years.
I bet it would be.
So good. Yeah. Yeah.
I get such a kick out of him in many ways. Number 6.
You just can't be unhappy when you listen to Bob Marley.
Yeah, that's what it is. Pink Floyd, never been a fan, but a lot of people are. They sold 67,000 hard copies of The Dark Side of the Moon. All their music sounds the same to me. It always did. Anyway, that's number 6. Number 5, Prince and the Revolution, Purple Rain soundtrack. Number 5 was, they sold 71,000 copies of that last year. Number 4, The Beatles and Abbey Road, 76,000 albums got sold. Fleetwood Mac, Rumors, number 3, 77,000 of those got sold last year. Michael Jackson's Thriller, 84,000 copies of that. And what's number 1? This is really, I don't know what to make of this, actually. The number one selling album last year was the soundtrack from Guardians of the Galaxy. It has a great mix of moldy, oldie, goody, goldies from our Rusty Rackham Wrinkle Records from that movie. Maybe that's why it sold so well.
I actually think it makes sense because the soundtrack was such a big part of the movie. I mean, they focused on him playing music the whole time.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Right. Yeah, it is cool. All right, so they sold 84,500 copies of that. And those are the albums. Now, the list of singles is pretty intriguing as well. This is a top 10 selling vinyl singles. Do they have big holes in them like the old 45s? I don't know whether I've seen them. It must have big holes in them, right? To play them on a 45 record player?
Yeah, they're
big
regular holes. They're records.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, number 10, John Williams and the Rebellion is Reborn from the Star Wars movie. Number 9, the Jimi Hendrix Experience, Burning the Midnight Lamp. Number 8, U2, Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me, Kill Me.
Which is literally the worst U2 song ever produced.
Sounds awful.
I don't even understand who would want that.
Number
I'm a
seven,
U2 fan, and it's terrible.
Yeah. McCartney's I Don't Know, and the other side, the flip side, Come On to Me, sold in 7th position. David Bowie's Let's Dance. The full-length version sold about 4,000 copies last year. Not a lot, but it's interesting that people are buying and playing the record player. Number 6. Chris Cornell was number 5 with When Bad Does Good. Number 4, Sleep. I don't even know who this is. Leagues, but what is Sleep? Who's Sleep?
No idea what this
Some
is.
Some depressing metal band.
Number 3 belongs to Led Zeppelin. Rock and Roll. And number 2 is Prince's Nothing Compares to You. Number 1 selling single in vinyl last year, very appropriate, The Beatles and Yellow Submarine. There it is. Cool.
Yellow Submarine.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest Democrat to announce a possible run for the White House in 2020 makes the announcement on a late-night talk show.
Do you have anything you would like to announce?
Yes.
And what would that be, madam?
I'm filing an exploratory committee for President of the United States tonight.
Tonight.
That's U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York making the announcement on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
Today will be day two of Attorney General nominee William Barr's confirmation hearing after a day one when he told senators he would not end Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation.
Assuming there was no good cause?
Assuming no good cause.
I would not carry out that instruction.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
It's 34 after the hour. My voice, my mind, everything is working. I hope yours are all working, your mind, your body, your voice. This is the DJV program. Important for those things to happen here, because where would we be? We have our voices. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schilling all have voices and minds. Victoria's going to put hers to work right now, the trending story of this half hour.
Well, this one is not great news, especially if you are a woman age 18 to 34. There is a new report that shows they are, that demographic of 18 to 34 females in America are using more opioids than any other group. Actually, other groups, other age groups and gender groups declined between 2016 and 2017. This is the most recent complete data that we have. And unfortunately, even though men have kind of somehow become like the face of the opioid addiction and epidemic problem right now, really women are suffering at a much higher rate. Americans now have a 1 in 96 chance of dying from an opioid overdose. That actually means you have a better chance of dying from an opioid overdose than dying in a car crash. That's how bad it is at this point. It's really, really troubling. And so they this new report has been following a lot of women age 18 to 34. They call them that women are after surgery, women are 40% more likely than men to become what they call newly persistent users of opioids, meaning those are patients who are continuing an opioid prescription 90 to 180 days after surgery. Now, the men are still doing this as well, but men use illegal drugs at much higher rates than women, and their opioid overdose rate is a lot higher than women. So women are sort of, if you want to say lack of a better term, women are managing their addictions better. Men are ODing and using illegal drugs, so that's probably why we hear a lot more about men with the opioid epidemic than women. But this is just a really, like, this should be an eye-opening thing for all women.
So let me ask you a question. Let's track this back a little bit, shall we? To all of the insane craziness about marijuana usage, people getting addicted. I'm not a user, but I have said on several occasions that I'm going to be growing cannabis on my farm sometime later this year. And so I've been looking into it since the opportunity sort of presented itself. I've been looking into what really the story is behind the story. The funny thing about this, nobody involved in this grow, whether from Massachusetts or California, the people are from both places that were working, working to put this all together, use pot, have ever used pot, are interested in using pot, but it is, as I study it, more of a value to people who are confronted with the pain that comes from some of these operations. I don't know how we dealt with it before the opioids or how we developed, what pain med. I'm trying to think back to when my wife Toni was in such horrible pain. She went to a pain management doctor after a couple of her operations for breast cancer. She had bone cancer, she had brain cancer, she had breast cancer, she had, you name it, lymph cancer. And so the pain was pretty tough. But I don't remember what they gave her. She didn't get addicted to it, and she never smoked marijuana. But I don't know what they were using before the opioids came along. But I do know that many people who are telling me now that marijuana is a godsend, people who would never use medical marijuana. My daughter's husband, mother, has a really bad back. And apparently once a week or so, she, and I can't even imagine, when I look at her and I think, is this a woman who's in her mid-70s? She's still working, has a responsible position. She's a nice lady, very good to my grandson. She's nice, but she smokes pot once a week because of the pain. So is that horrible? It seems to me, I don't know what the stats are, but I'd be interested to know, Jennifer or Victoria, if you've had a chance while we're having this conversation, excuse me, to look at the number of people who have died because they smoke pot.
No, it's not a huge rate, but I think it's interesting that you're correlating that with the opioid story, because a lot of people who go on to opioids are beyond using marijuana for pain. They're using, and they feel more comfortable getting some sort of prescription and actually swallowing the pills, whatever it is. I think if maybe more people investigated in marijuana, yes, but from what I hear, the people who start opioids are in real pain, especially. Not everybody, but people are in real pain. They look to those pills for relief,
post-surgery,
and then all of a sudden,
too, yeah.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden they're hooked. And these things are much stronger than marijuana. So people looking for that boost are going to be going in that direction.
Got it. But remember, I told you after I had my finger operated on a couple of months ago, the doctor said, "I'm going to give you a prescription for 5 whatever the opioid was, and you can take it, but you're only going to be able to get 5. I said, "Don't bother, because I'm not going to use them." He said, "Well, you're going to have a lot of pain." I said, "Okay, I'll either live with it or I'll take an aspirin or Tylenol or something, but I'm never going to use them, so don't bother to give me the prescription." Now, that was my finger. It wasn't like I'd had an operation to, replace the vertebrae in my back or something. It seems to me there's a certain amount of choice involved in this. And I just asked the question because I don't have an answer. What did we use for pain before all these opioids started to be prescribed? And we have 70,000 people a year, according to your story, Victoria, dying using opioids.
Yeah. I don't know the answer to that because I don't know. This has been, these reports have been tracked since 1999. So.
Okay. So what were you using?
I don't know. You're probably the only one who ever needed anything for, you know, in our group before 1999. So maybe you tell us what they were going to give you. I don't know.
No, I've had nothing. I don't remember.
I'm trying to think. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is.
I'm thinking of the operations I've had. I had my wisdom teeth out when I was 18. I had a collapsed lung when I was 23 and 26. I was in the hospital. But I don't remember what.
So if you were getting a morphine drip or something in the hospital.
I don't know.
But in terms of take home prescriptions,
yeah.
So I don't know. Their Valium was always very popular.
Valium. Popular. That's what
Yeah.
Valium.
Valium
make you crazy too.
There were other pill forms of some of the stuff that they give you in the hospital. So I don't know. But they say that opioids have grown. The women dying from a prescription opioid overdose has grown 500% between 1999 and 2015. Part of the reason, and this is not something that people are talking about, but they should, part of the reason here is the way women's bodies are different from men. We metabolize things very differently. And opioids, we get, as a woman, if you're taking opioids, you get addicted. The opioids hit you a lot faster. They hit your bloodstream and they have more of an immediate effect than they do on men.
Yeah.
And they have a much stronger effect. So if you get that rush of pain-free, it's going to be almost like a high. And whereas with men's bodies, they metabolize things in a better way when we're talking about opioids. So there's a big difference between women and men. Women should probably not be given the same doses that men are given. And that's something that no one's really talking about. So there are, and I think it's very, a lot of innocent people are going in for a procedure and then they think they're being given a prescription that's okay, and then poof, they're addicted to it. It literally is for women. That it's that quick.
Yeah, 43 after the hour here in the DJV show. Make 2019 your best year yet. Start out with a great night's sleep. It's my plan. What about your plan? How often do you hear complaints about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way you sleep forever with MyPillow. MyPillow, made right here in the USA, 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. They come with a 10-year warranty. You have nothing to lose except a good night's sleep. So let's get on the horn here. Or better yet, go online to MyPillow.com. Get four MyPillows, four for half the price. Two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. The money-back guarantee extends till March 1st. So, with nothing to lose, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, that's promo code DJV at MyPillow.com, and get these fabulous pillows for a great night's rest. Start the new year out right by getting great rest, courtesy of the pillows from MyPillow.com.
Ah, the bow elk's bugle, one of nature's most wondrous sounds. That is not a bull elk. That's Kim. Her RV sewage tank is spewing all over her camper. Way, way out in the middle of elk country. Yep, there's an elk. And that's Kim. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Taking Viagra for ED, some great news from Marley Drug. You can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram pills for just $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Marley Drug, North Carolina pharmacy, delivering generic sildenafil to your door. Avoid growing prescription copays and uncomfortable pharmacy visits. Purchase sildenafil now. Call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. Again, 800-601-0310.
Right now, you're probably working on a list of things to do today, like errands, bills, emails, housework, dinner, and don't forget that workout. Our brains help us keep our busy lives organized as we age, and Prevagen helps your brain. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This portion... of the DJV program brought to you by Prevagen, P-R-E-V-A-G-E-N. Prevagen is the name to remember, to help you remember. Available in stores everywhere, 46 and change after the hour here in the DJV program. I thought it was interesting as we look around what else is going on around the country. The Pentagon is extending the military's mission on the southern border till the end of September of this year. Defense officials say the Pentagon approved a Homeland Security request for additional support to upgrade about 160 miles of fencing. So, if I understand correctly, this is where the fence is, that they want more people, or is it, I don't get, why would there be a need for more troops where the fence already is?
Because of the migrant caravans that are coming up. And there's another one that's coming up right now. So when they get
they're
to the border...
They're coming, but are they going to the wall? That's what happens.
Many times, yeah. In San Diego, there's a wall. And ask the people of San Diego if the wall works. Many times they say yes. But they need military there. And they don't really do anything but add force, kind of, and help back up the Border Patrol. But it's... When you have rocks and bottles and chaos, maybe the military's there to... the military's there to provide backup.
So... Is the National Guard what actually, are the units of the National Guard, are they from regular Army units?
I think most of it is National Guard, but I'm not sure. I think most of it is, yep.
Okay. Also from Washington, the Dems have introduced a bill to raise the federal minimum wage again. I thought it already was $15 an hour. Oh, wait a minute. The federal minimum wage is $7.25.
Right. California is on its way to $15 an hour.
Massachusetts is 12, I think, at the moment.
It's only $8.25 here in New Jersey. I was shocked to find that out.
So the federal wage, you're not supposed to go no matter what your state thing is, but many of the states, in order to clarify this, there are 19 states, 21 cities that have raised their minimum wage above the $7.25 an hour. Right? That's kind of what we're... getting there. Arizona, Colorado, Maine, Missouri, $12 an hour. California, Massachusetts, New York, $15 an hour by 2023 or something.
I guess it depends, too, where you live. The cost of living in California, Massachusetts, and New York is so much higher than other states, so that makes sense.
Sweet that I live in the two most expensive states in the country. Yes, go ahead.
But you know the other thing that I didn't know about this? That when they raise the minimum wage, it doesn't affect tip workers at all. They're not included in that. So if you're a waitress...
It's cranked up to $6.25 an hour from $4 an hour for waiters and waitresses in Massachusetts.
Right, but what I'm saying is they're not going to get that $15 an hour minimum wage. Tip workers don't... Anybody who relies on tips to make up to that point, they're not going to get an increase with the federal minimum wage. And that's a lot of people included in that.
Wicked. The tip thing is a sticky wicket, I think.
It is, yeah.
Because it's pretty unpredictable. If you're working on your own and you keep your own tips, then that gives you incentive to work harder and better. You're sharing them with everybody. I don't see... There's an incentive there. 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Person, and in many ways, a favorite person is Warren Eckstein. He's a good guy, and he takes good care of his dogs. And I think those two things go hand in hand. There is nothing more obvious to me, Warren, and I see it all the time. I was talking to somebody the other day who had just gotten a big mastiff, the puppy, but grows into a big dog. And you know, people sometimes are scared of big dogs just because they're big. I'm reminded, did you ever meet Frankie? I think you met Frankie once, didn't you?
I didn't meet Frankie.
Well, Frankie was a dog we saved in 2005, and Frankie is a combo pit bull, mastiff, and bulldog, and his teeth stick out of the bottom, and he is the ugliest, toughest looking dog. There's not more of a wimp that exists on the planet than this dog, and it's because of the way Brendan and I treated him as a puppy growing up. He's just a fabulous, fabulous, now he's an old dog, but he's just a fat. So the point is that we got all of these people. There's the movie, by the way, which is a must see. I don't know if you've seen it yet, Warren, or not. That dog that gets lost and
A Dog's Way Home, yeah. I haven't seen it yet.
See the movie. I saw the true story the movie was based on the plane coming back from L.A. the other day. Apparently a dog in England was the inspiration for this movie, and the dog went 600 miles from sort of like north central England, down closer to London, and then went back up again over to the coast near Cornwall. It's a fabulous true story. You wonder, I guess my question to you, how is it that dogs have the ability to do that? When you really get down to brass tacks, they're really a lot smarter than we think they are.
There's so many different theories in terms of it. Some people believe, and for many, many years have believed, that dogs really look at the stars at night and they can follow the sky.
Really?
Some people believe that love has a certain amount of strength and actually emotionally can draw people to certain locations or animals to certain locations. Mm-hmm. And scent is very strong. But, you know, the scent doesn't always work, because you can take a dog that was lost in California that had never been cross country and yet finds his way back to New Jersey. So there's a lot of theories out there. I really believe that love has an amazing way of bringing people or animals back together. I really do.
Yeah.
I wanted to share something with you guys. They're real interesting. You know, I do a lot of work with shelters and animal rescues. Every day around the country, literally thousands of dogs sit in shelters, caged up for 24 hours, no exercise, sometimes no human interaction.
That's where Daisy May came from.
Existence. Yeah. Well, here's a scenario. In England, they started this, and I think it would be a great idea here. The American people are so much into exercise right now. If I see another Peloton commercial, I'm going to freak out. And the thing about it is that people that are exercising in England now, what they're doing is they form these clubs, and they go to the shelters, and they either take the dog for walks every day or run with the dogs as part of their exercise routine. Then they take these dogs. Not only are the dogs and cats on the social media of the shelter, but now they're on the social media of the people they're running with, which gives them much more exposure. I think it's a fabulous idea. I'd love to see more athletic groups or running groups or biking groups or whatever exercise groups getting into the shelters here in America and doing the same thing. I think it would find homes for a lot more pets out there. The problem is the politics of working with some of the shelters' administrations. But I think
politics and laws that are ridiculous. It's like you can't give food from a restaurant to the homeless people. It's that kind of stupid thinking. The same thing goes with dogs. The way the rules that are supposed to protect them, some of them are absolutely nonsensical.
They call it rescue your fitness. I think it's a great idea. So I want to follow up on this a little bit. I got one more thing to share with you guys, which is really interesting.
Yeah.
This is out of South Russell, Ohio. I think this is amazing. A local police department has set up a pet management database to keep your beloved pet safe. The South Russell Police Department actually posted on Facebook that residents can now log into the police system and enter their pet's information, even upload a photo. And that will go out to all the patrol cars in that neighborhood, in that city, so all the patrol cars can keep their eyes open if they see a specific dog. They know what dog it is, who it belongs to, and I think it's a great idea. They upload it every day. I'd like to see this done in more cities around the country. What a great idea. Police are out there on patrol. They're going to see the missing dog or the missing cat, and if they have a photo and information, they can reunite it with the owner. Great idea. South Russell, Ohio, hats off to you.
Good. I noticed the House has passed a bill to undo protection for gray wolves. It was the Manage Our Wolves Act.
I think we should under protection for politicians. Leave the wolves alone, and let's do an act to get rid of politicians. That's what we need to do in this country.
Right. Shoot them on sight. Probably not that bad, but you know what I mean. All right, Warren, great job as usual. Warren Eckstein's Pet Show. Check it out every weekend around the country, thepetshow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.